Watch as my anointing shall increase in you, shall increase upon you, and out of you it shall flow, so others will know and receive of the same. Amen. 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 Receive that word this morning. Praise the Lord. So how many of you are ready this morning for the word and are in position? I believe God's got you in position for the word to catch you, to apprehend you, to take care of some things once and for all. Amen. Ready, meaning set, means and position means attitude. Your attitude has got anointed now. Sometimes we need an attitude adjustment, and sometimes we need God to anoint our attitude. Amen. So God has anointed your attitude, and you've been to it, you've been around it, and you've been through it. Now it's time to get over it. Amen. Your attitude has got anointed. You've been to it, you've been around it, you've been through it, now it's time to get over it.
Amen. I like that.
Amen. So your position is settled and you will not be denied. Amen. This word, according to Psalms 119, is settled forever in heaven, O Lord. Your word is settled. Not only this word, but the word he's given you personally is a settled word. He's waiting for you to come into agreement with what he's already said. And I'll be preaching on the power of agreement probably next Sunday. The word God has for you is settled. The word that is after you, because it was here before you. It was here before you. So it's already settled for you. The word is what spoke you into existence to start with. So it was already here. Amen. So again this morning I sense, and I've said this a couple of times, that there some have stopped breathing because of something that came along unexpectedly. And when some things come along in our life unexpectedly, such as a doctor's report, such as an unexpected call in the middle of the night, it's like a kick in our gut and we stop breathing. And at the moment we stop breathing, we stop living life. And when you stop living life, you die to the dreams and purposes and things God has destined you to be and to do.
Come on.
Amen. So you're trying to live life holding your breath.
Yeah.
Because of some things that seem to have died prematurely. See that what happens when you stop breathing in the natural, you don't last long. In the natural, you begin to lose oxygen to your body, to your vital organs, and then eventually you die. When I went over to the hospital with Pastor and we gathered around his bed and prayed, that was the first thing I prayed. Every organ in his body will come back to life again in the name of Jesus. Amen. So in the natural, that's what begins to happen to us. God wants to give you CPR this morning, spiritual CPR with that word to begin the compression so that you'll start breathing again, so that you'll start living again, so that you'll start dreaming again, so that you'll have joy again. To live a life that God has called you to live. Spiritual CPR this morning. And as I was thinking about spiritual CPR, I heard the words, crisis prevention rescue. So many times we want to wait till we get in a position of being in such a crisis that it takes us a long time to get out of it. But God has said to us this morning, I want the word to come after you, to apprehend you, to catch you, and you grab a hold of it before the crisis starts. Before you get into the middle of it. So I want my word to get in you. Stop that which the enemy has meant for your harm. The word comes to you just at the right time, and it begins to bring life back to you. The unexpected crisis happens, and it may have seemed as if the clock of your life has stopped. You know, just as an unexpected storm comes through in the middle of the night and the electric goes off and we're not aware of it. And suddenly we wake up and the sun is shining outside and we look at the clock and the clock says 3 when it's actually 7. So we can't have no excuse to go back to bed and pretend like it's 3 o'clock, church. We're beyond that time. It's 7. It's time to get up. And it's time to get moving. So you don't go back to sleep and wait until you think it's going to be 7 o'clock because of the clock, because the clock has fooled you. You don't go back and start over 3. You just go over and reset the clock to the correct time. And then I heard the Lord say he's resetting the time again. Because you have stopped breathing, he says, I'm resetting the time for you again. You don't have to go back and make up for lost time. My word has caught you. Help me, Jesus. And I'm setting the time right. Ephesians 5:16 says, I've redeemed the time for you. Because the times were evil. He says, I'm redeeming the time for you. You don't have to go back and start over. Just start breathing again. You don't have to go back and start over. Just start breathing again. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and say, I'm going to breathe again. I'm going to breathe again. Sometimes in the middle of the day, if you'll just stop and just take a deep breath in the natural, it makes you feel so good. And I read one time, Martha, the nurses here can confirm this, we never just walk in around. We need to take deep breaths. It does something for you in the natural. What do you think it can do for you in the spirit? We have one particular scripture, as Pastor Laverne says, get your word, get your scripture, and stand on that. Say, Joshua, he says, Joshua, I'm putting you in a position here to start speaking the right time now and the right thing. Now, to start speaking the right thing now, when you become to the crossroads, you will speak the right thing then.
Sure. Sure.
Say, Joshua, there's a land that I've given you, the children of Israel, and it's time to go possess it. Y'all have been around it. Here we go again. Y'all have been around it.
Come on.
Y'all been through it.
Come on.
And now it's time to possess it.
Amen.
Think how long they wandered around from the time God gave the word to Abraham. This is what I'm giving you. And generation after generation, God reaffirmed that word to them. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He's reaffirming that word to you again today, church. This is what I've given you to possess. You've been to it, you've been around it, you've messed with it. Now it's time to go in and possess it. We're born again, children of God, say things that other people don't understand and you cannot expect them to understand. You know, we say things like, favor the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. These are words that we use that other people don't understand. See, the Bible tells us that we are a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood called forth for such a time as this. You're supposed to be different.
That's right.
You're not supposed to fit in.
Right.
You're not supposed to feel comfortable. Because if you are and you do, then something's wrong. Something's not right.
Amen.
Amen? But that's okay. The people thought Moses was not right. According to Numbers 28, chapter 20, verse 8, because they saw a rock, but Moses saw something in the rock. There was water in that rock, and at the right time, Moses spoke to the rock, and water came forth. You know, when people look at you, and things are a mess, and things are going on, and they look at you, and they want to feel sorry for you, and say, poor you, and all this stuff. You're like, it's just stuff, it's just circumstance, it's just life. But you see a diamond in the rough. Amen. You see something more than stuff. You see perfection happening. You see maturity happening. You see more than happening.
Yes,
when they just see you going through all of this. And Jesus says that water, Jesus says that whoever drinks of the water I give him shall never thirst again. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Your belly, your stomach digests whatever you put in your mouth. So keep eating on God's word.
Yeah.
Keep feeding on God's word, and it will come forth when you need it. We plant our seed in the natural in the springtime when the sun's shining, and the ground is pliable to receive that seed. And we harvest it in the fall and store that which we may need later. In the winter, when things get rough outside, and you're not the guy on the social media that's saying, bread and milk, bread and milk. Snow's coming. Why? Because you've planted the word. You've planted the seed. You have it canned. You have it stored up. That when it gets bad outside and around you, you've got something to feed off of. Amen? The pressure you've been feeling lately is to get you to give up. That's what pressure is for. That's why the enemy wants to press you, is to cause you to give up, to lay aside the word, not to plant when the sun is shining in. Everything's going good. Why do I have to go to church today? Everything is going good. Why do I have to get into the word today? Because that's when you need to get into the word, because sooner or later it's not going to be going so good.
That's right.
Because you're still here in this earth in your body breathing. And sooner or later, you're going to need that word.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So here's you another word this morning. I got the word, so go ahead and start celebrating, for you're stepping into your own, says God. It may have been this way for the last few months and even years, but I'm turning it around, so go ahead and put your dancing shoes on, says the Spirit of the Lord, because you're going to dance yourself right out of that situation. And your enemy is going to be left standing holding the bag, and it's going to be an empty bag. Because when you come out of it, you will not come out of it empty-handed, for you will come out with a testimony, and by that you will have overcome. So rejoice, says the Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. You win.
Amen.
You win, hallelujah. And you're coming out. He not still God? He doesn't need anything to prove he is God. He has done it enough for me to know whose side I'm on. For that which the end of your soul has meant for your harm, for your undoing, God is turning it around.
Yeah.
Somebody say, he's turning it around for me. He's turning it around, church. So I'm going to keep on believing in spite of. Because I don't live my life by what I taste, see, or smell. I live my life by faith in what the Word says and come into agreement with what He already says, the power of agreement. There comes a time, you know, when a woman gets tired of being pregnant. Sooner or later, you're like this, something has got to happen. I've gone as long as I can. Amen? So there comes a point when she begins to say, enough is enough. And we have to get that way, church. We're so full of the Word and we're so pregnant with the Word that we're like, something has got to give and something has got to happen. Come on now. Before that baby comes, you know there's a breaking of that water. It lets you know that something is getting ready to happen. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word is breaking the fallow ground up, and the water is breaking for the birth of things that God has spoken. This is our time to go and possess.
Amen.
What God has said is ours. Because when that word has been coming forth, it's like a hammer breaking open that which is inside of you, that which you have been pregnant with in the spirit, so it can be released for such a time as this. This is a time that there is a breaking taking place. The breaking that the enemy thought would do you in and get you to quit. It's getting ready to be released. And when that release is about to happen, the pressure is the greatest. So the devil wants to wear out the patience of the saints. So you will give up. But there is an appointed time. Somebody say appointed time. When it's your appointed time, your best friend, your dog, your neighbor, your boss, or nobody else can keep God for bringing forth the appointed time when you come into agreement with Him.
Amen.
Yes. Exodus 9:4 says, the Lord appointed a set time. Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land. Appointed fixed time, season, a time for definite purpose. So I'm expecting it suddenly. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says to us, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. The Message Bible reads, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you and not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hoped for. So that's why He wants you to stop breathing. That's why the pressure's been so great that you've stopped breathing. That you've stopped breathing so you will not reach that intended purpose and that expected end and that future that you hope for. God wants to give you an expected end. The word expected means a cord attachment to bind together. Expectation is the umbilical cord to the future. And when that umbilical cord is severed in the natural, life springs forth.
Wow.
So that's why He wants to sever that spiritual umbilical cord to your future to keep you from getting from here to there. And He will use whatever He can. I make sure my antennas of expectation are up all the time. You should get up in the morning and say, my antenna of expectation is up. I'm believing, I'm seeing, and I'm expecting because today could be the day.
Amen.
Today could be the day. There is a place that we all visit quite often, and it's a place that we don't like. And it quite often usually don't get too far from us because none of us have received all that we know God has promised us. There is a word that there is a place called the waiting room. The worst place in the natural to have to wait is in a doctor's office, because most of the time if you're at the doctor, you're sick and you don't feel good anyway. And it's a terrible place to have to wait. But very few people like this place called the waiting room. And even few more understand it and realize that it's a good place and it is a necessary place for us to go to. You're going to have to be in a waiting room at some time in your life if you've not already been. And you might be there now because of the pressure. Because we should never want anything to come into our lives that we've not been made ready for or prepared for. Because if you burst something in the flesh, you're going to have to spend your whole life trying to maintain it by the flesh. And you will grow weary, discouraged, and frustrated. But if you will wait on God's time, in God's season, His appointed time, it's birthed by the Spirit and it can be maintained by the Spirit and it won't become frustrating. Amen? It will not become frustrating. Wait means to remain until something happens. It means to be ready. It means to serve. When you go to the doctor's office, you know that you will eventually get called because you have an appointment. And the longer you sit there, you know that person, two or three people ahead of you, their appointment had to have been after you because you've been sitting there an hour. So when you look around, all this stuff happened to everybody else, and you know God has spoken to you about it, and it ain't happening, you're like, okay, all right. Amen? So, but how do I maintain my attitude expectation while in this place called the waiting? Psalm 62 says, truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation. From Him comes my deliverance and my wholeness, my prosperity, my well-being. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my strong tower. I shall not be greatly moved. I'm going to sit there till my name's called. Amen. I'm going to sit there till my name is called. My soul silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. Because me and God's got an appointment. And my time, your name is about to be called. So don't give up and don't quit because God's resetting the time for you. He's giving you that word this morning. And your name is going to be called, so you'll be ready when it's called. And once your name is called, you automatically start feeling better. Yeah. Why? Because the wait's over. You're going to get back there and get the help you need. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is calling your name. It's time for you to breathe again. It's time for you to hope again. It's time for you to expect again. You've been through it. You've been to it. It's time to get over it. Amen. And move on with what you know God has called you to be and to do. Amen? You receive that word this morning? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I think I'll just pray for you. If anybody need prayer this morning? There's an atmosphere of expectancy here with the testimony Pastor them's given. A spirit of expectation of healing. Amen. By His stripes you're healed. We're going to come into agreement with God's word that He will do what He said He would do.
Amen.
Amen. We'll just pray with you and agree with God and His word. You may be thinking, I'm sitting there in doubt. God can override your doubt.
Amen.
Because He's already paid the price for it. We're just called to believe, receive, and agree. Agree, believe, and receive. And it'll override the doubt you've got, even though you may not understand all of it. Anybody want prayer this morning? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your word that's settled, Lord Jesus. Lord, as I lay my hands on these people, they will receive what they've been asking for because we've come into agreement with your word. By faith we receive this morning, Lord. Whatever it may be, it's done. We decree and declare that in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. So be it unto you according to the word of the Lord. Great and mighty things God has planned for you, daughter. Continue on with the path of serving him and giving your life to him. And in abundance he shall reward you in due season. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you for the anointing. Comes upon her now fresh and anew in the name of Jesus. Restoring, making all things new in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strength. I speak strength to you in Jesus' name. All God makes all things well for you. Be it unto you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence that envelops her. Refreshing. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your word concerning my sister, Lord, that you do all things well in due season. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Jesus. So be it, Lord, according to your word. Thank you for refreshing, Lord God. Thank you for refreshing, Father God, in Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Hey! Oh, yes, God. Sheto mabasaye. Yes, Jesus. Thank you for a fresh anointing, Lord. Fresh revelation of who she is in you and that you are more than enough in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for filling us. Thank you for this mother of faith, God, that has stood in the gap and made up the hedge. For family and for many others, Father, that you are the warder of those that diligently seek you, and you are the healer of broken hearts. And I thank you for that, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, for a refreshing, for everything, for a refreshing in Jesus' name. Fresh baptism. Thank you for Delina, Lord. Thank you for your word concerning her, Lord. For the anointing. For the gifts that you placed inside of her, God. Breathing. Breathing again upon those gifts and those talents in the name of Jesus. Calling forth those things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For the roar of the Spirit of the Lord that's in her to come forth in this season, God. Thank you, Lord, right now, Jesus. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Your presence, Lord. Thank you for Gail, God. Thank you, Jesus. Word concerning her and her children, steadfast and sure, God. Nothing shall be forsaken. But I speak all as well to every situation and circumstance in Jesus' name. That you have confirmed your word over and over again. I thank you for a refreshing, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that your steps were ordered in you. Steadfast for this season, God. And I call all those things into being in the name of Jesus. For a refreshing of your Holy Spirit now. For a refreshing of your Holy Spirit to come forth in this season, God. And I speak all is well in the name of Jesus. For that word that's over them, in them, around them, and under them. I just thank you for your guidance in his life. And as he goes into next week, Lord, that you're preparing his body. You're preparing that everything, all that needs to be done, is done with accuracy and precision. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And I speak complete healing over his body in the name of Jesus. That his steps is ordered by you, Father God. And I just pray for a refreshing of your Holy Spirit. And to revive all that's been lost in Jesus' name. Breathe again. Breathe again. In Jesus' name.
By your presence.
Thank you, Father. And I just pray for you too right now in the name of Jesus. That God continues his work in you, Pastor, bringing you to a state of total health in Jesus' name. I speak wellness over you in the name of Jesus. Every need in your life met with the riches of Christ. I speak abundance over you in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, so be it. And I speak God's favor over all of you this week, that you have a blessed week. Continue to know that you are the head and not the tail. That you have the favor of God wherever you go with whoever you meet. And that you speak God's favor into someone's life this week. And that you would be a blessing to someone. Amen.
Amen. I want to share something before you leave. I waited until the classes were out because I didn't want to take a chance on embarrassing anybody. But I heard a little story this week from a home health nurse. And I share this to show you what things are the most important thing. You know, it's wonderful if your church in a situation where you've got a gymnasium and a Christian Life Center and all that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what. It wasn't a basketball team that was true with Laverne. It wasn't the Little League sports teams. They're all good, and I'm not saying anything about it or against them. But you know, the most important thing that you can expect from the church where you attend is that they give you the Word of God, and they tell you to stand on it and don't compromise it. And don't let the world talk you out of it.
Right. Man.
And you know, what I'm getting ready to share is just a testimony to the depth of what's being taught here. And I know a lot of other places, but it just blessed me when I heard this little story. Little Grant Adamson and Richard and Mary Beth Phelps' little
grandson.
Pretty good buddies. And they were, Mary Beth was taking them somewhere the other day. And they were sitting in the back seat of the car. And her little grandson got talking about the fact that evidently Brother Bill Scott up there at the Baptist church had been on some kind of a new type diet. And he was trying to be healthier. And he passed out Sunday morning during the service. And so this little, they were sitting back there in the back seat talking about their pastors. I mean, here's this little 9-year-olds, yeah. And so the little, Phelps' little grandson said, but my pastor said he fainted church Sunday morning. And sort of not to be outdone, Grant said, my pastor died and God brought him back to life. And so sometimes, you know, we don't think things are getting through. But it's proof of what the atmosphere of the presence of God and his word will do, even for little ones that you know, you don't think they got anything on their mind but Cincinnati Reds baseball, you know. But there are other things that they're exposed to. And I just felt like I just want to share that with you so you parents and grandparents can take heart about how things are going.
Amen. What a just want to stand this morning. Just lift your hands. We want to pray for those on the prayer list this morning that needs a healing, that have lost loved ones, that needs deliverance from addictions. God's word is true for them also. Amen. Amen. Father, we just lift these prayer requests up to you now, Lord. They're a concern on someone's heart. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, the people on this list is healed, and that they would be encouraged today, that you would send someone by their way to offer them those words of encouragement. For those that have lost loved ones, that you would give peace to the grieving heart today, Father. For those that are making decisions this week, that their decisions would be based on the wisdom of God that already lives inside of them, in Jesus' name. And we just speak health and wealth to every person on this prayer request, that they are their total well-being is healed, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.